Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is intolerable now that, you know, the Browns haven't been doing? They've had a couple of accidental playoff appearances, and that was enough to get Kevin Stefanski two Coach of the Year trophies. What's so different about this year that justifies making, you know, big changes? They went all in with Deshaun Watson. It blew up in their faces. It robbed them of three first-round picks plus guys who could be key parts of the team right now. We're living with the aftermath of that disastrous trade. Why did we expect this year to be any different? I guess that's the way I look at it. So why should Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski be fired if we're still living in the jet wash of that horrendous Deshaun Watson trade?
Wow. That's a perspective we have not heard yet. And no one said that. And then the other part that he brought up was...
We've talked about that.
I don't know. Maybe you're hearing it from Mike. It got louder for me.
He has no fight.
He has no dog in the hunt.
No dog in the fight.
Yeah, no dog in the fight. But my bigger point that he made was about the fact that no matter how bad the Watson deal may have been, all of those guys take partial responsibility for it. When on the outside, it looks like it was 100% on the owner. That's, at least to me, that's how it looked. That the Watson deal was on the owner. And that these guys all have his back in that situation.
Well, no, he said nobody has stepped out and said, boy, I didn't want that.
Yeah.
Nobody has.
Which, now, is that them saying, would they sat in a room when they decided to make the decision and said, okay, if we're going to do this, we're in this together. And we are in this, you know, through thick and thin. And that's where they've been. And is that loyalty worthy of another year? On top of the fact that you're saying that, you know what, it was a mistake. We knew we were going to bring in all these young guys this year. We knew it was going to be a struggle. Here's where we are. And so I'm not going to penalize you guys for that. You're not getting fired. We'll move forward, and we're going to try to fix this thing while you're all still here.
That, to me, Andy, is how they both survive. That's the only way
they
survive. That's the only way. And Mary Kay didn't think that.
They're all jumping on the grenade. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's this.
Well, they've all jumped on the Watson grenade.
Well,
true?
Nobody's jumped off of it. How's that?
Deep Podesta could have already, and he hasn't.
Well, nobody has said anything. You know, that's whatever. Only the owner, only the guys involved know exactly how that came about. And again, if the owner wants to take responsibility and say, I dumped this on you guys, and that's why you're going to be back, then that's their prerogative, and that's what Mike's talking about. And that's what I've mentioned. And, you know, if the owner said, yep, we messed up, but boy, I sure don't like what I see regardless, well, then one or both could be gone. You know, it depends. It truly depends on how the Haslams want to approach it. If they think they have good people and that they put them in a terrible spot, then they might survive. But Andy, wouldn't you say this is accurate? If the owner has to come out and say, boy, we took a big swing and a miss at the quarterback.
Right.
And one of his employees was solely responsible for that. Wouldn't that employee be gone?
At the end of the season this year? Yes.
No.
Immediately?
Several years ago.
I don't know.
Maybe that employee is gone. Maybe he now runs a baseball team.
I don't know. I'm not buying that.
I'm not either, but I'm just throwing that out there.
Especially because, you know, I had some conversations that when that deal first came down, like, Di Podesta wasn't around. I just kind of feel like he wasn't.
He was on the payroll.
Yeah, no, he was on the payroll, but I don't know that he was 100% behind that. Based on conversations I've had with other people.
Well, then who was? Ownership?
Oh, for sure. Had to write the check.
Okay. Well, then that goes into what might happen coming up early January.
What else did Florio say that? I thought that Florio made interesting points. The points about...
Gee, there's a stunner, huh?
Well, he always does. But I mean, he makes you think.
Yeah.
And I think the reason whether you agree with what he's saying or not, he's coming at it from a different perspective than we are that are sitting in this, you know, Jeff and I'll sit in for at least 20 hours a week with you. And I think that his perspective sometimes is a little bit eye-opening.
We'll see. We'll see what happens coming up at the end of the season. You know, decisions that will be made at the end of the season will be finger-pointing. I mean, if you're just looking at how this team has been coached this year, well, you would change the coach. And if you're just looking at how this team has been put together, well, then you would change the general manager. That's real clear, isn't it?
Yeah, I just don't. I'll go back to the other question.
You have three
then.
Wins for the second year in a row.
Is it a 2-for-1 then? Well, if they make the move, is it a 2-for-1 or is it a?
That's up to the Haslams. If I'm making a move, I'm changing both, or I'm keeping both. They're a package deal in my mind.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. There was another story that when we had talked earlier today about with Mary Kay Cabot, she talked about Super Bowl windows and that this is now Super Bowl window 2 that they feel like they'll go into with the draft this year. Help me, Jeff. Where was Super Bowl window 1?
Well, Mary Kay said it was when Deshaun got here.
How'd that go?
You answer. You know,
I have no answer because there is none.
I don't think there have been Super Bowl windows. I don't think they're entering one. And it's Dan said it earlier, window of contention. Okay, well, it's not open yet. This team's not ready to contend. Could it be after another draft and another offseason? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But it's the way this team's built right now, it's not ready to contend. It's not even ready to contend in the division. In a division that's sitting there waiting to be won.
So Super Bowl window 2 starts when? It started with the draft last year? Is that what the point was there?
I guess,
little confused.
I guess. That's what she said.
Do you see a window of opportunity for this team moving forward?
Well,
there's always
a window of opportunity. You have some good young players.
Okay. I mean, if there was a year to do it, I don't know. I look at, you know, Pittsburgh wins again last night. And man, if there was a year to get this thing to turn around, this would have been the year to circle. Because it is not.
But the roster wasn't in any position for that, Andy. The roster stunk.
If they would have
parts of the roster.
So defense. I kind of feel like if you stay healthy on the offensive line, which didn't happen, right?
Yeah, but that offensive line.
You would have picked up a wide receiver somewhere along the line that could truly help you.
Yep.
You didn't.
The line didn't stay healthy, and you didn't have, apparently, good young offensive linemen ready to step in. They tried with Zach Zinter, but Zach was injured this week, and he hasn't shown.
He's been injured for a lot of the season.
Well, and he hasn't shown the ability yet to make you think he could step in and you'd be confident about it.
Yeah, the only thing I feel good about the line now is that Whipler's probably going to be your next guy in, and that he'll probably be starting next year at center, if that's they have to do.
Unless Posick's able to come back.
Then if that's not the case, then get Whipler over to another position so he can play. So they can put him on the field.
Well, if they think he's good.
Thought he was good enough to play center last week.
Well, he was all they had.
I know, you still got to put guys out on the field.
There's a difference there.
We've spent so much time this morning just kind of talking about, you know, whether Stefanski and Barry are coming back, where they're going to go, if they can go. I don't know.
What do you think of Florio saying, why make a change? What's different about this year?
I didn't disagree with it. I didn't disagree with what he was saying. the way he laid out the argument was, all right, go back at it again next year with this.
I can't imagine anybody who looked at this team before the season started and thought, yep, 12 wins.
What'd you say, 8, 7?
I thought they could get to 6 or 7.
If special teams would have come through this year, they probably would have.
You know, there's how great of a prediction is that? I think they'll be mediocre at best.
You've been here long enough. We've been through some 0-1 seasons.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, and I was off, obviously. You know, I thought they'd be better than this.
I thought they'd have a couple more wins.
But see, that's where
they should have had a couple more.
Well, and Andy, that's where the coaching thing can't be ignored. You know, I thought they'd be a little better, but they haven't been.
What did you think of Florio saying that you could go back at this again with what you've got? And by the way, doesn't matter what you say, doesn't matter what I say, doesn't matter what you say at 216-474-0092, or you say to us at social media. Them coming back is all in one place, Jimmy and D. If they want them back next year, they're back next year. Well, you can sit here and complain and yell and scream, or you could say this is about ticket sales, or this is about selling jerseys, or this is about putting a winner on the field. Mike also doubled down on the fact that, you know, losing in the standings doesn't necessarily mean losing as a business or losing in life. He made that crystal clear in the beginning, and he was right. Hey, so you know what? You're still making money.
Well, and you want to look big picture? Not only are you making money, you're putting a palace out in Brook Park. That's gone through.
Redoing Berea and going to Brook
Park.
That's
the biggest thing that happened this year. Let's not kid ourselves.
True.
You know, for the future of the franchise, future of the team, everything else. You don't think Browns fans are going to pack that thing when it's open?
I don't know, Jeff.
You're darn right they are.
If they continue to play like this, do you think they're going to? And I hear what some of the PSL prices could be. I mean, if the Haslams are smart, they would not crush ticket holders on PSL prices early on in this thing.
You know, you could just flat out take a look at this. And if you want to say this, is this the case? I don't know. Hey, not much matters until you get to Brook Park. And the entire plan is to have a team that does well enough the year before to give you optimism as you move into a new home. Seriously, Andy, next year could be atrocious. 2027 could be atrocious. If 2028 is pretty good, and then you move in 2029. My years are correct here, aren't they?
But yeah, you're
isn't
right.
2029 supposed to be the first year in the
garden? Yeah, are you building the Guardian Indian plan there, though? Is that
I'm building just a sensible plan.
That's how that worked, isn't it?
Well, it is how that worked.
Yeah.
But 93 didn't make you think too much that the Guardians were going to be phenomenal. 94 did, and they were already in the new ballpark.
Right.
But seriously, if the year before the Dome opens, the team is pretty good, you don't think people are going to go nuts that next? Of course they are. They're Browns fans.
I think it depends on PSL prices. I think it depends on ticket prices. I don't.
Well,
right now,
that's valid.
There isn't a real.
That's good, valid.
There isn't. I'm excited about the Dome. I don't know that I'm excited about, you know, longtime season ticket holders or families that have been a part of this since the beginning that might get, you know, kind of squeezed out on, you know, having to pay an exorbitant fee for tickets to get into this thing. I mean, there's a reality to it. I get it. I understand it. I, you know, both you and I were excited about a Dome the first day we went on the air 14 years ago. We talked about it as a joke. Now it's going to be real.
The only thing that's not going to happen, it's not going to have our names on it.
Yeah, that's kind of weak.
We passed on the naming rights offer.
All right. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about this. We will do some NFL rapid fire. Chris Fedor, who could be on fire.
We like fire Fedor.
He will join us at 1 o'clock. So all these things straight ahead. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Fedor is going to join us at 1 o'clock from PlaindealerCleveland.com. We'll talk to him about the Cavaliers, what's going on with them. Man, if the season ended today, they'd be in that play-in tournament. Ugh. Play-in tournament.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah.
But the NBA Cup Finals coming up.
I know. I'm wearing mine right now.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I don't get in.
That's more than we needed.
What do we got? San Antonio and the Knicks and that?
Just an idea that...
Is that right?
Put in my head that I don't want to have in my head.
Well, then don't. Think positive, my friend. Think positive. Florio
positive
said
about you wearing a cup.
Oh, stop it.
Okay.
Mike Florio talked a little bit earlier, right? We talked to him about what's going on with the Browns and you know how the perspective might change depending on what he's saying. And now it's just interesting because I'm looking at like our jam-packed phone lines again, and everyone's like, what's up with Kevin after what he said? Because Mike laid out a pathway for both Kevin and Andrew Berry to return next year. And Jeff and I have always kind of seen it, but I think...
Yeah, and we've caught a lot of grief for it, too, just by expressing the notion.
A little bit. All right, so we're going to play that for a second. A
little bit?
What? A little bit of grief?
Yeah.
Here, you want more? I can get you more.
Oh, good.
Q in Cleveland. Hi, Q.
Q. How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
It's a fine day in Cleveland, Q. The temperature is approaching freezing.
I think we see the sun.
Exactly, man. And then they're going to drop that 50-degree day on us.
Yeah, Bubba, here we go.
And then it'll be minus 50 the next day.
So. All right, guys, this is what I got to say about it. You know, I just think that, I think that, and follow me on this, guys, I think that the reason why Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry were picked up were because they were young, right? I just think that we're actually looking at a Jerry Jones project, build from scratch. I just think that, you know, Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, you know, the word that I've gotten is that Kevin Stefanski is not argumentative. You know, he follows the program, and you got a guy that's 10 years younger than him and a GM. I just think that, you know, these guys are gaining. How can I say experience, like on the job training with the Cleveland Browns? You know, mind you, you know the COVID year and the two Kevin Stefanski Coach of the Year. I really don't give that as much credit as everybody else would because I look at the body of work of what he benefited from. You know, Joe Flacco coming over that helped out Kevin Stefanski a lot.
True,
but I think that as a whole, you got a guy that has really, like this, what is this, his sixth year? He's gotten all his experience from the Cleveland Browns. Andrew Berry is learning how to pick on a job. Just think, guys, if I'm a guy that's over them, I don't have a football guy. I have guys that are actually learning, so they're going to be, they're going to listen to me. I'm going to be able to lead these guys. You know, we're going to all be learning at the same time because this is basically Haslam's first rodeo as well as far as in the main ownership group. So I just think that this is a project, and I think that they're going to catch a lot of flack because I don't think Andrew Berry or Kevin Stefanski is going anywhere anytime soon because this is something that
So you agree with what Florio said. You agree with what Florio said. That's where you're going.
Exactly. Gotcha. I believe that he was advised. I believe that
Q, what if I told you, Q, what if I told you, Q, what if I told you you were the first guy to call today to say that? Or the last couple days. No one's saying that. Again, the argument is solid in what you're saying. I can't argue with what you're saying, but the way people feel right now is they're ready for a change.
Ready I think for
fans
blood.
Are. Yeah.
I mean, and we all are, Andy, but you know what? What it is, and when you look at it from a perspective of business, you know, Jimmy Haslam, you know, these guys, you know, these ownership groups, they want what they want.
Yeah, so, no, Q, that's a good point. Thanks, Q. As a matter of fact, good phone call, that, you know, when we talked to Florio, he laid out the business side of it. And he had said, look, here's the situation. If you're looking at it from a standpoint of winning or losing, you may want to turn yourself around, do a couple circles, and then look at it again.
We don't know because we never know what ownership is going to do. And what Jimmy Haslam has created, I believe, this is my opinion based upon all the things I've observed over the years, not just with the Browns, but with the NFL's other teams. I think Jimmy Haslam has created a scenario where he can meddle as much as he wants to meddle and trust that none of his lieutenants will out him as being a meddler. And certain respect I have for Jerry Jones being the GM of the Cowboys in title, in name. He's out there taking the heat. He takes the criticism because he's making the moves. I've long believed that Jimmy Haslam is the guy behind the scenes who's got a ladle deep in the stew but doesn't want the fans to notice it because he doesn't want to have the criticism for all the things they've done that haven't panned out. So I say that because if you're going to blow it up, you better bring in people who can be trusted to, number one, let you meddle, and number two, take the heat for the outcome of your bad decisions. Jimmy Haslam can say, well, I never told them to do this. I never told them to do that. You don't have to be that direct when you're the multi-billionaire owner of an NFL team. Anything you say, any question you ask, a facial expression, that sends messages that the people who are working for you are going to act on. So I think he's been too close to the action. I think he's been too involved in the decisions, and I think he wants to keep it that way. And if you usher out Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, who have done a good job of dealing with it, you're risking bringing in people who won't be quite so charitable.
Wow. Again, for him to say that. And so if you think there's a change coming, Florio probably changed your mind if you were listening to Mike and the way he laid out the scenario. You're looking at, you know, someone who the owner trusts. You know, again.
Well, and there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah, there is. I just, wow. You know, can you see that? I don't think Browns fans are going to be able to accept what Florio just said if Jimmy Haslam decides to come back and bring Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski back. I just think fans are like, we're done with 6 wins, 25 losses since the start of last year. Fans wanted the true Shedeur Sanders fans wanted him starting from day one. They did, and they thought he was getting a raw deal because he wasn't getting any reps. It felt raw when he was the number two quarterback. It didn't bother me in the beginning when Flacco was here, but when they decided to make Sanders the number two quarterback, they owed it to him to have a couple reps with the first team. Don't care. Don't care what the protocol is in the league that second team quarterbacks don't get reps with the first team. Most teams aren't in the scenario where they've got two rookie quarterbacks. So I felt like when they made him go out on the field for that first game, he was completely ill-prepared. Not his fault, though. Just that the team didn't have him ready as a number two quarterback in a scenario where you had two rookies. And so now you think about what Florio said, and you're like, oh, maybe he's right. Maybe Jimmy wants guys around him that are going to make sure they'll take a bullet for him, and he'll take a bullet for them.
If you think you have really good people in place at anything, and things aren't going well, but you think you have good people in place, why would you make a change? And that's a little bit of what Florio, you know, that along with supporting the ownership, that along with supporting ownership is why you might continue with continuity.
It is a possibility I think you need to ponder if you're looking for a change.
I also think this, though. I think after the regular season ends, if they're ready to do such a thing, I think ownership needs to speak and say and clear up, hey, we're not keeping the head coach, we're not keeping the general manager, or we are keeping head coach and we are keeping general manager. I think this is a convoluted enough situation.
Before we hear from them again? Is that because we haven't heard from Andrew at all. Nothing. Even Mary Kay brought that up this week.
No, I would think at this point there are enough questions. I mean, it's the NFL. Two rotten seasons in a row? You know? Two rotten ones in a row? I would think that ownership needs to... I personally think they would need to clarify their status. Hmm. I think it would be beneficial to the coach, and it would be beneficial to the GM if they're going to be back, just tell everybody they're going to be back. That ends all the speculation.
I agree. Just stop the drama, Dan.
Well, and it might be a little bit before it stops, just due to a very simple fact. Or if it is, it's going to come from fans and everyone else, because Mike Florio laid out once again, especially when it comes to the Watson train, it's not coming from inside of that building.
Surely there's at least one person in the organization, in the decision-making process, that wanted nothing to do with the Deshaun Watson trade, and no one has broken ranks to say that. That is impressive that Jimmy Haslam has fostered that kind of loyalty, that none of the people who could have said, it wasn't me, that's never happened. I mean, for the worst transaction we've ever seen in the NFL, and I'm not exaggerating, no Andrew Berry, no Kevin Stefanski, no Paul DePodesta, no leak saying, it wasn't me. They're all taking the heat together on this one.
And they are. And that would be the reason.
And they have.
And that would be the reason why they come back, both of them, next year.
Well, that and perhaps they think that they have two talented young guys. You know, I think Andrew Berry's drafts haven't been great. I do think he's made some nice trades. I do think he's made some nice free agent signings. And I think his last draft was really good. You know, so you change because, you know, the roster was lousy. Maybe the roster is trending in the right direction. Maybe you think you have the right coach to deal with a young team. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't.
They'd have to explain it because I think the fans want the explanation.
I don't think there's any question.
Rodney is in Litchfield. Hi, Rodney.
I think the fans deserve it, too.
I do, too.
Hey, Rodney.
Well, Florio made a lot of good points. But think about this. If the reason these three guys are staying together is because they got each other's back. And I'm not saying that's not a bad asset to have, because it's kept the team together. I mean, we haven't seen, even the team, we haven't seen them screaming and hollering at each other like we have down in Cincinnati and some of these other cities. But that's not a good reason to keep everybody together. That can't be the only reason.
You're correct, Robbie.
I still think the Haslams have their fingerprint all over this. The Watson deal, the worst trade in pro sports history, had to be his final decision. There's nobody else that could have made that decision. The money, he didn't want to come here. So they're offering more money. They're offering more years. Myles Garrett didn't want to be here. They offered him more money. I mean, the ownership is the biggest problem we have, guys. That's the biggest problem we have. And then you turn around and see these pre-snap penalties. Our special teams, they figure out a way to lose every week, almost a different way, except then we throw special teams in every third or fourth game. Why hasn't somebody been fired on special teams? There's not another team in the league that wouldn't have fired a guy that has, what is it? They've given up like 8 big plays and kickoffs and punts. Nobody else in the league is even close to that.
Usually win a game, Rodney.
No doubt.
Yep. I can't argue with you. There is zero argument on this. Zero.
And then we talk about him getting ready for the stadium. Who does that? We get ready to win the game this week. We get ready to be good next year. We don't wait over, I'm going to get a new stadium in 15 years. I'm going to have a good team. Nobody does that. They don't do that in Pittsburgh.
They haven't had
a new stadium in a while.
Well, the point is, though.
No, Rodney, your point's valid, but the timeline here is really clear. And the team is where it is right now. And if you just connect a few dots, you can kind of see that might be the case.
We'll see. Chris Fedor is going to join us at 1. Still want to continue this conversation a little bit because I think Florio had a couple other things we want to share with you, too. Just one more time. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sagmaster, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, Chris Fedor from the PlainDealerCleveland.com going to join us to talk Cavaliers. Anxious to talk to Chris.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Chris Fedor again, 1 o'clock. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. You know, we were just talking in the break, and I thought you brought up a great point. Because, again, it goes back to what Florio was saying about the Browns, too. I think about the fact that you have an NFL team. What's the most important part here, right? Where are you going with this thing? And then you brought up Jerry Jones.
And Jerry's almost the face of the NFL. Don't you think? From a non-player standpoint,
I agree.
He might be the face of the NFL. And what do you think is more important for Jerry Jones? Is it to have a winning football team? And of course, they'll say, well, sure it is. That's the most important thing. Right? That's what everybody will say. Or is it to have the Dallas Cowboys be the dominant franchise financially in the NFL, to have his stadium and his complex, Jerry World, be considered state of the art and the best in the business? Is it to have, and is it still the Star? Is that what they still call their practice facility and the shopping and everything else all around it?
Mm-hmm.
What are the Haslams doing?
They're doing the same thing.
What are they doing in Berea?
Oh, they're walking right down that road.
They're walking right down that road. What are they doing with the Dome? Walking right down the AT&T Stadium Road. It's the same type of thing.
Yeah.
They're kind of trying to, it appears on the outside, and this is great. It appears they're trying to emulate what Jerry Jones is doing in Dallas, where it's just a business empire that includes a football team. Now, the Cowboys have had some winning seasons. I'm looking at it right now, 12-5 3 years ago for 3 years in a row. But it's been a long time since they've won a Super Bowl. Long time.
So what's more important?
Last time they won was 1995.
But what's important to the fans is, and you go back and listen to what Florio said,
it's been 30 years since the Cowboys won a Super Bowl.
And yet they are still the most profitable team in the NFL.
There it is. I mean, they're just because they haven't won a Super Bowl, Andy, hasn't affected their relevance one iota, has it?
You have a what do you say? You have a 1 in 32 chance of winning every year. The odds aren't good that you're gonna win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
The odds of getting a parade are very slim. But yet we're still all in on this thing. And I think he's right, because Mike brought that up, and now you brought that up too with Jerry Jones. What is the end game goal for a business owner? To make money. And unfortunately, I think for us as fans, our end game goal is to see a Super Bowl in our lifetime. I can't tell you how many people I've grown up with, how many people I walk into. They're just like, just especially right before the season starts, they're like, could we? It's that hope and optimism when you walk into a season.
Well, it's being a sports fan.
Yeah, I got a 1 in 32 shot, and I'm 0-0, and so is everybody else.
Shouldn't be that difficult. You should be able to luck your way into it once in a while.
Yeah, well, he was funny because he was talking about lucking your way into the playoffs the way we did.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. Did you feel like the Browns lucked their way into the playoffs the last two times? I thought they were good teams.
I thought they deserved to be there.
Yeah.
I thought they had some talent, and they coached it up, and they did okay. By the way, the guy who had those 12-5 seasons, 3 in a row for the Cowboys, he's available.
Who isn't, Jeff?
It's Mike McCarthy.
You want him?
I don't have time to have a bad time.
No, why would you?
It isn't on my schedule.
No.
Yeah, my schedule's got making money. Is that what it is?
It certainly is.
It's what his is.
Do I want Mike McCarthy?
Do we want Mike McCarthy, Mr. Packer fan?
If we get a coaching opening, we'll get into this.
Oh, you don't want to talk about this now? You're too far away.
Well, Andy, I think there's a lot to be determined here still. And, you know, again, have the coaches done a good job this year? No, not really. Has the front office done a good job? Yeah, maybe the last year, kind of, except for one thing. You had a good draft class. Where's your offensive line? Where are your wide receivers? I'm glad you nailed some picks. That's great. Nail some more next year and let's go. If everybody's in place, let's do it.
Well, let's grab a couple here. Dominic is in East Rochester, which I'm sure is going to be in Cleveland over the weekend, right?
Hi, Dominic.
Not to watch that stuff.
Oh, to see the Bills. To see the Bills.
Oh, no. No, no. I hate the Bills more than I hate the Red Sox.
Yeah, but your neighbors are probably coming over for the game.
Oh, of course they are. What, are you kidding me? They're there already drinking.
Where are
jumping
they? Can I join them?
Tables. You know, the table thing, jumping on the tables.
And yes. Yes, we have.
You know, we're on a lot of good tables that way.
It's true.
Now they set themselves on fire and jump on the tables. Yeah. They're crazy. They're nuts. Listen, I want to start out by telling you that why you guys, I don't usually throw a lot of compliments, as you know from my previous calls, but I'd like to say why you guys are fabulous at what you do. And that is because week after week, day after day, hour after hour, you find a way to talk about this stinking, lousy, rotten team. I mean, somehow you guys find a way to do it and to entertain us. And I guess I thank you for that.
Thank you, Godfather.
You know, Thanks, Dominic.
Some of the things that you have said the last, you know, all the times that I listen to you, I'm 72 years a fan. And something you said yesterday was so true. They sucked the life out of us. The life is sucked out of me by the Cleveland Browns. I know you guys, I think you know I'm a Yankee fan, okay? And the Yankees, you know, Yankees have been bad at times too. But, you know, back in the 80s and some of the 90s. But they never sucked the life out of me like this team does. And, you know, as far as Kevin goes, I mean, I like Kevin, and I've heard you guys say that you like Kevin. But what he's doing, it's not working. You understand? It's just not working. And I think the guy's unlucky. I think the guy is an unlucky coach, if there's such a thing. There's just things that happen to him, decisions he made. I mean, this last week, the first series, the challenge. He makes a challenge, boom, he loses. You know, so he's out of challenges.
We hear you, Dominic. I mean, all right, we're going to roll. Hey, you know, when you get cold, use your 27, you know, World Series championships to keep yourself warm there. That'll balance you out for your Brown stuff. How's that sound?
They suck the life out of you, this team. That's all I want to tell you. They do.
Goodbye, Dominic.
Thank you, Dominic.
I don't know why, but midway through, I was like, thank you, Godfather. Yes, Godfather.
That was funny.
Bob and Solon. Hey, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Bob.
Turn off the windshield wipers, Bob.
Bob. What do you think? Three?
Hold.
All right. Oh, too late.
You hung up, huh?
Dan did. Mark, Cleveland. What's up, Mark?
Couldn't handle that noise.
Man, I think Florio was wrong, man.
You do?
I don't look at these guys as no slappies, man. These guys was good candidates when they came out, some of the top candidates that they positioned. And like everybody say, Kevin doesn't have to be here. If it's that bad, he don't have to be here and go through that. I take what he say. This just is his opinion, man. And far as we should get rid of Stefanski, artists. What did people expect when we came in here with Joe Flacco and we wanted to see what two rookie quarterbacks had with a beat-up offensive line? It's like, what did we expect? And I think a lot of fans came in here, like you, Andy. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the playoffs. I got playoff expectations. But looking at this roster, no, I didn't have no playoff expectations. We got two rookies that we want to look at. So, no, all that Kevin should go and all this. No, I think the front office knew what we had. They didn't have the expectations the fans had. I mean,
They stay status quo? You think these two guys are staying then?
Yes, I believe that. I don't see why they shouldn't go. I mean, as far and like Florio talking about two accidental playoff wins, you just took everything away from Kevin Stefanski, what he did those years. Come on, man. I mean, this is a good coach. He didn't have anything to coach with. He's got two rookies, Andy.
Mark, but you realize that, like, for the people that we talk to, and I think Jeff and I kind of agree with everything you said. But can I speak for you on that?
Mark, I agree with what you said.
Okay. I'm just saying that we're kind of in the minority, all three of us together on this.
Because yeah, we catch,
most
you know
people
what
are it, just like, how can you even think about bringing Kevin Stefanski back next year? How can you even think about it bringing Andrew Berry back next year? Like, most people don't think that way.
Yeah, that just go back to those expectations as being fans. Are we going to go to the Super Bowl this year? I mean, the front office and ownership know what we have, man. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Mark, Cleveland. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. All right, at some point, we got to take a break from talking about the Browns because I look at the stories. Yeah, just for
have
a break.
Have you talked to Fearless Leader?
I don't know. Is he okay with that?
Talk to Fearless Leader.
Are the Browns more compelling when they're horrible? Are they?
Are you kidding? You know the answer to that.
But people want to talk more about the Browns
when
they're bad.
You know the answer to that.
The answer is yes?
Yes, of course the answer is yes.
Why? Is it because we like to drive by and see what's missing? There's an accident?
Everybody slows down, Andy.
Is that why? Dan, do you believe it? I wonder what it's like to... Jeff, what do you think it would be like to be here on a day after the Super Bowl and the Browns had actually won the day before? Man, what would it be like? Can you imagine?
It would be a party with about three other people who would call in and go, I can't believe that he threw it on 3rd and 2 in the Super Bowl.
I know we won the Super Bowl.
When you had Quinshon Judkins right there.
Do you remember? And I know you do.
You know that's the case. There'd be three jack wagons who would call in and go, you ran the ball on set. You know, he's lucky. He's lucky that they were able to stop that. Like, that's literally what it would turn into. And you would go, are you nuts?
Remember,
you need help, sir.
Remember how it was when LeBron was here playing for the Cavs?
Yeah.
He had Kyrie and Kevin with him. And
you could always talk about that.
Though. Everybody got Kevin. Yeah. Kevin got buried all the time.
Oh, yeah.
But all of a sudden, Cavs would blow somebody out by 20 points and be like, hey, Cavs won last night. But then we'd start talking about it, and nobody would call. That's what would happen
if the Browns won the Super Bowl.
Really good.
I don't think the Browns can repeat. That'll be the first phone call. The first
yeah,
phone
they
call
won it
right
this year,
the
but there's no way they're coming back next year.
I mean, they're not even close to a dynasty.
You got
to
tear this down. You see how old this roster is?
Yeah, oh, they're one and done. That Super Bowl.
I still don't think we have a quarterback.
I know Drew Aller won us a Super Bowl, but I don't know if I'd give him the extension.
Sir, he was holding the MVP trophy last night. I know. I still don't trust him.
Chris Fedor next, Maskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.